Think a minute. Jesse Owens was a world-class athlete in track and field in the 1930s. He was told that because he was a black African-American, there was no way he could win against the white Nazi German athletes at the World Olympics in 1936. That year, the Olympics were held in Berlin, Germany, and Adolf Hitler, the Nazi ruler and dictator, refused to even look at the African-American athletes. The white German athletes were cheered and praised on the field, while Jesse Owens and the other American athletes were insulted and laughed at. But Jesse did not let Hitler's cruel, evil prejudice stop him. In fact, Jesse was even more determined to reach his goal and be his very best. Don't forget, one of the greatest pleasures in life is doing what people say you can't. Jesse made mistakes in his first two jumps, yet he did not let that discourage him. Then, on his last jump, Jesse won. He even won the other three events that he competed in. So Jesse Owens came home to America with a record 4 Olympic gold medals. There's a Japanese proverb that says, if you fall down 7 times, then stand up 8 times. We all fall down. That's okay. But to stay down and not try to get up again, that is sad and serious, because you're giving up hope. Remember, we all fail, at least the best of us, who are brave enough to try something new. So just because you may lose sometimes does not mean you're a loser. The famous inventor Thomas Edison said, many people who failed in life did not know how close they were to success when they stopped trying. So when problems and challenges come your way, even when you fail, you can still choose to keep going and reach your goal. What you do with a great opportunity depends on what you already are. And what you already are depends on your years of daily choices. That's why we need Jesus to give us his inner strength and perseverance that is greater than any obstacle we face. So you won't ever regret it if you ask him to take control of your heart and life from this day on. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.